after Hurricanes Harvey and Irma, observers are predicting premiums for the cash-strapped federal flood insurance program are likely to rise. Meanwhile, along the Atlantic coast, communities in states from Rhode Island to Maine are already mounting their own challenge to the program on the accuracy of federal flood maps, which designate who has to pay those premiums in the first place. Fred Bever has our story.
Insurance broker Robert Foley's home in the southern Maine beach town of Wells happens to fall within a zone that the Federal Emergency Management Agency says stands a significant risk of what's called a 100-year flood. That doesn't mean dangerous flooding will occur only once every 100 years, just that there's a small but significant flooding risk every year that storm-driven waters will rise well above ground level. So when Foley built his home 30 years ago in a marshy area, he raised it high and tried to floodproof it.
He put in vents and a flow-through foundation so that if there ever were a flood, the water would flow through and not get up into the second floor.
He hasn't had a flood yet, but the investments helped secure the best possible rate for federal flood insurance required by his federally backed mortgage. Foley built his first floor a foot above the 10-foot watermark federal flood map said was the level that 100-year flood would reach at his location. Now, FEMA is proposing updates to the maps in southern Maine, and they would raise the likely flood elevation by 3 feet. That puts dozens of properties in town that were previously outside the flood hazard zone right in the bullseye.
And when their house may have been fine prior to that, they're now finding they're at base flood elevation 14 when they were built at 11, and now they're 3 feet below base flood elevation, the premiums will triple, and probably greater than that.
Some buy as many as 10 times, as high as $8,000, Foley says. That pole vault of an insurance hike is why Wells and many communities up and down the New England coast are challenging FEMA's maps. It's not that they don't want buildings to be properly insured, but they think FEMA is in many cases overstating the risk and in some cases understating it.
The maps may be, I guess, mostly correct as they are, but they can be more correct.
Nathan Dill specializes in hydrodynamics for the New England-based Ransom Consulting Group. Six coastal Maine towns, including Kennebunkport, South Portland, and Harpswell, are hiring him for a big data crunching project to make maps more accurate than what FEMA is offering and more useful for flood planning beyond basic insurance issues. Dill uses massive digital data sets for on- and offshore topography that can bore into just a few meters from one data point to the next. It's called two-dimensional modeling.
We will simulate a number of historic nor'easter-type storms that occurred, and then we'll simulate a number of possible tropical storms or hurricanes that could occur, and then use the results from that modeling analysis to determine what the flood hazard statistics are.
FEMA actually uses similar high-tech methods in the rest of the country, but its New England maps rely instead on historic data from 18 widely dispersed tide gauges that dot coastal waters, plus some records of high watermarks from big storms, like the Blizzard of 78. Kerry Bogdan, a senior FEMA engineer for the region, says that one-dimensional analysis is appropriate here because New England's gauge records go way back, in some cases more than a century.
We're getting numbers based on this actually happened here. It was observed here. Versus the two-dimensional is it's all computer-simulated storms.
FEMA will consider the computer-generated hazard analyses as long as they can be validated by testing them against real-world storms of the past. But New England communities say there's another big problem with FEMA's methods: over-reliance on the risk posed by a phenomenon known as wave setup. Leslie Fields, a coastal geologist at Cape Cod's Woods Hole Group, says that's when a storm surge piles up waves inshore and raises mean water levels, but only temporarily.
But really, wave setup, it's a process that attenuates. Once that wave breaks on that barrier beach, that wave energy is reduced, and that increase in water level, it dissipates. It disappears as you go to the inner edge of the floodplain.
That argument has helped several communities get FEMA to change its maps, including in Boston and other Boston Harbor municipalities. Fields is now working with several more, from Marshfield to Manchester-by-the-Sea, to get FEMA to lower its risk assessments. But she counsels local clients to temper the anger they sometimes direct at the overstretched agency.
FEMA's job is a hard one, to model the whole coast.
In Rhode Island, some state officials have asked FEMA to consider raising the map's predicted flood levels higher, so far without result. Back in Maine, the coastal towns will need to present comprehensive new data to FEMA by the end of the year to get consideration of whether the flood risk here is overstated. Oh, and Wells insurance broker Robert Foley has a tip. If your home is newly captured by FEMA's provisional flood maps, it's a good idea to get flood insurance now before the new maps are finalized. That way, he says, you can be grandfathered at a lower premium rate. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Fred Bever.